We're joined now by a man who has great experience in this area of the world. Strobe Talbott is president of the Brookings Institution, former deputy secretary of state in the Clinton administration. Mr. Talbott, thanks for being with us.
Delighted, Scott.
You've heard our reporters. What do you make of the facts on the ground? Reassuring?
Far from reassuring. I mean, it's pretty clear from what Greg and Ivan said that Russia is continuing to make war against Georgia. And when I say Georgia, I mean the state of Georgia. And, you know, it was 40 years ago that we saw Soviet tanks roll into Czechoslovakia back in 56. It was Soviet tanks rolling into Hungary and Afghanistan, 1979. This is the first time in the post-Soviet, post-Cold War era where we've got Russian troops marauding around a neighboring country. And that is the fundamental fact, which has changed a lot.
But, Mr. Talbott, it's interesting you should cite both Hungary and Czechoslovakia, because both in the 50s and then in 1968, the West expressed displeasure and made angry denunciations and went to the United Nations, but in the end did nothing.
Good point, Scott. And as I think we have seen in the last several days, the Western and American options and leverage here are pretty limited, which incidentally underscores why Georgia, and now I suspect quite a number of other countries that live closer to the Russian bear than they would like, would very much like to be part of NATO.
I want to ask you about this, Mr. Talbott. This is passing in the New York Times wire. They say a top Russian general said that Poland, which the day before agreed to house an American anti-missile system in its territory, had 100% exposed itself to possible Russian retaliation. That sounds very sinister, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it deserves a little bit of unpacking. And by the way, it's an interesting consequence of the Russian invasion of Georgia that the Poles would basically go from a position of skepticism and resistance to the idea of having these U.S. Missile defense installations on their territory to accepting them. And the reason, of course, is because this whole episode has reminded the Poles, not that they needed any reminding, that their country, too, has been subject to Russian domination and invasion over the years. And I think that while the Russians are trying, no doubt, in what they're doing in Georgia to send a sort of warning demonstration effect to countries like Ukraine, this could come back to bite them in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. But what the Russian general here has in mind is the following: the Russians see these missile defense installations as part of a U.S. kind of Star Wars-like national missile defense, the purpose of which would be to render ineffective Russia's strategic deterrent. And they're basically saying that any country that helps the United States set up a system like that would be subject to attack itself in a full-blown crisis between the United States and Russia.
Mr. Talbott, is it your reading of the ambitions of Russia now that they want to begin to reacquire the old Soviet Union in one form or another?
I would put it a little bit differently from that, but I certainly would be forgiving of people who want to simplify it in that way. I think Russia's purpose here is at several levels. One is they want to demonstrate to the world that they're back, that they're master. The Russians are masters of their own geopolitical fate. They can do what they want and what they feel is in their interest, particularly in what they call the post-Soviet space or the near abroad. They're not going to be pushed around. Mm-hmm. Second, there's a degree of payback for what the U.S. and NATO did in Kosovo 9 years ago, even though that analogy is utterly and profoundly false. Mm-hmm. Second, they would, or at another level, they want very much to do some regime change here, saying, you know, you Americans can do regime change in Iraq, we can do it in Georgia. So they would like very much to see President Saakashvili brought down as a result of this, and it's extremely important that they not succeed in that. But beyond the personal animosity that Putin, and we should very much peg this to Prime Minister Putin, it's not just personal anti-Saakashvili sentiment on his part, it's also wanting to stop Georgia, an independent sovereign state, from joining the institutions associated with the West. And there I'm not using the term geographically, I'm using it politically, ideologically. They don't want Georgia or Ukraine or anybody else who's in the post-Soviet space to join NATO or the EU. They've already seen the three Baltic states do that, and they want to draw the line there.
Mr. Talbot, it's you must be very busy. It's good of you to make time for us on a Saturday morning. Thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Scott.
Strobe Talbot is president of the Brookings Institution.